Okay, wine. Now, I like a drop as much as the next person. And actually, I'm one of those people, I like wine that is good and reasonably priced. You know, sure, if you want to go and you've got the money to burn, you want to spend $600 on a bottle of Grange every night, it's good wine. But let's face it, who can really afford that? Audi sells a lot of wine, most of it for less than $10 a bottle. And you might think it's just plonk, and that's probably what I thought too. Well, get this. At the Sydney International Wine Competition, an Aldi $6.99 Cab Sav from Southeast Australia were voted in its top 100. There was a $9.99 Semillon, also in the top 100 wines. And a $5 Spanish Tempranillo won a silver medal, curiously called a Blue Gold Award. What is going on? Chris Barnes joins us now, wine selectors at the University of Melbourne. Mr. Barnes, good afternoon.
How are you?
Yeah, good, Chris. Now, have you drunk any of this wine from Aldi?
Look, to be honest with you, I haven't. But there's no question that it's going to be, I think, at least reasonable quality wine. And given it's got those awards in the Sydney International Wine Show, it gives it a reasonable benchmark.
I mean, is there normally a link between how expensive a wine is and how good it tastes?
Oh, look, there certainly is always a link in a general sense between the cost of a wine and what's gone into it in terms of the quality of the grapes and the winemaking. I mean, look, one thing that people have got to understand is that there is a huge amount of taxation on most wines. And unless you're buying from a very small boutique producer that's exempt from what's called the wine equalisation tax or the wet tax, that plus GST is around about 40% on the wholesale cost of a wine.
But that's less than beer and spirits, though, isn't it?
No, not at all, no.
But I thought beer and spirits were taxed according to their alcohol content and wine was taxed according to its price.
It is. So that means that if you're buying a bottle of wine that is costing at a retail level something in the order of, say, $20 or $30, there's a very large amount of money going in tax. As opposed to a cask of wine
okay.
or a cheap bottle of wine.
If we could get back to them, these are wines that cost between $5 and $10 at Aldi, and yet at least at the Sydney International Wine Competition, they're voted as being in the top 100. Again, is that surprising?
Well, no, in the sense that these people are in a discounting war with the other major retailers, the Coles and the Woolworths, and they're using these as loss leaders, and there's a very fierce battle going on, particularly with brands of the Woolworths, Dan Murphy's and so on. And that's what they're doing. They're actually succeeding in the sense of we're talking about and it's getting a lot of press. But these wines will be reasonable value for money. And I think, though, it's important to understand that in the general sense, apart from these, as I said, lost leaders, really you're going to have to be getting a decent bottle of wine, paying somewhere in today's money between about $15 and $20. If you're prepared to pay $25 and $35, you're going to, with very few exceptions, get excellent quality wine. I mean, we have very good quality wine across the board. However, these things at $5.99, $6.99, these are really difficult loss leaders. And I would always, in the situation of somebody paying a very cheap amount of money for these sorts of wines, say, well, taste one, buy one, take it home, see what you think. And if you like it, well, good luck, you're winning in the sense of you're the consumer winning in a discount price.
Have you ever encountered a cask wine that you thought was worthy of winning one of these awards?
In the old days, they used to have the 2-litre casks, and some of those from Yulumba used to be extremely good quality, and there is the odd small quantity, as in the 2-litre cask, that's quite good. And in the old days, people would remember the flagon, the 2-litre wine flagons, which used to be quite good quality as well. But on the whole, that quality wine in cask is you get what you pay for. I mean, I think one of the things in wine that people need to understand, it's food. Yes, it's a processed and packaged food, but just as we now understand that going and buying a really good quality free-range chicken is going to actually give us better, if we can afford it, it's going to give us better flavour, a better meal, it's the same as wine. If you're prepared to pay that little bit more, you do get something where the raw material, the grapes, a better quality, and the winemaking, you know, has a little bit more, care and attention to it, so you do get better quality.
Final question, one of the Aldi wine tasters, a man called Peter Scudamore-Smith, described the Aldi wines as being relevant to the marketplace and being freshly made. Now, I'd always thought that wine was best aged for a bit. Is freshly made a good criteria?
Well, I did read that comment. It's a bit of a strange one to sort of use about wine. I mean, like, certainly the relevant price thing is about the supermarket discounting. But look, the vast majority by volume of wine is not really meant to be aged for more than really about 1 to 2 years in bottle. It doesn't get a great deal better. So most of the wines that you're buying, again, in this sort of $15, maybe sub-20 bracket, are not going to improve greatly. The wines that improve greatly are ones that, by the very nature of the quality of the grapes and the winemaking, are going to be in that 25, 35, plus, 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 that are going to get better with age. Now, what he's referring to is that the flavours from the grape, these fresh and literally fruity flavours, the things that we love in wine, whether it be berries or citrus or what have you, they're going to be more apparent, they're going to be fresher, they're going to have more lively flavour if those wines are drunk, you know, within 12, 18, 24 months.
Chris Barnes, thank you so much for your time.
No problem.
Chris Barnes there from Wine Selectors and I believe a wine lecturer at the University of Melbourne. I've got to say, when I went to university, I'm not sure we had lectures on wine. I mean, we drank it. We drank a lot of other things. You mentioned flagons. What about the old McWilliams cream sherry that used to come in a 4-litre glass flagon? Does it still exist?